Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. TGIF. SOYDDWBAN. Thank goodness it's Friday. Shorts on your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. That's what that stands for. And these are the shorts that you will be enjoying. You'll listen to them right now. I'm not telling you what the shorts are. This is the intro. Enjoy.
People who have laptops and don't have an external mouse. The worst sin in my eyes.
All that little diddling they do on
on that little pad.
Mouse? Yeah.
They are the worst people in the world.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. This brings me a little bit of comfort for me, but not for my wife, because I bring an external mouse and a pad with me everywhere I go.
I have an external mouse, an external keyboard, and I just got a second portable screen.
Wow.
It's like I don't even want to be near this computer. I want to be as far away as possible.
You are literally putting machines between you and your computer. And that's a good computer, by the way. I got a Lenovo computer because you had a Lenovo computer and you liked it so much. And my computer has been, it's strong. It's good. It's reliable.
The way we're putting in these ads, they sound so natural. Just a quick aside, I'll cut this out of the end version. But Lenovo is paying us so much for this. And Bob, it sounds awesome.
It's it's real, right?
So good.
Okay, good.
All right, so good. Okay, back to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, Lenovo.
What?
Lenovo, go and get you one.
I married a human being whose to-do list is always longer than the time available. It's always, and I hear her talk about how, she didn't really get enough done. And then looking at some other people who are like living gods and goddesses who can do it all.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares? Like, do what you can with what you have, where you are. That's, by the way, a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. But it's a good
use a big stick
and walk around quietly. I think it educates me as to how not to do it. And that's been a great gift my father's given me throughout my whole life. There was this Highlights magazine used to have this article, Goofus and Gallant, right? Goofus was the one who did things wrong. Gallant was the one who did things right. And the theory was you're supposed to learn from Gallant, right? Not from Goofus. But I spent my whole life learning from Goofus. All right, because he was my dad. My dad would set examples. He had beautiful words, but then he would do the opposite of those words in his actions, which left me to go, which path? And guess what? I am a melange of both the right decisions and the wrong decisions mixed together. But I've learned over time that typically when I listen to his words, I'm following a pretty good path. When I'm watching his actual example, not often.
Yeah.
And that's not to completely disparage this man I've loved my whole life. But at this point right now, I'm not feeling too happy about Dad.
Yeah. Well, let's end it on a good note. I was super psyched about, when same-sex marriage was legalized, Goofus and Gallant were able to get married finally. That's a happy story.
I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be the highlight of Highlights magazine.
They were opposites. They were perfect for each other.
So they get married. We find Waldo.
Yep.
And all the hidden pictures are discovered.
Yeah.
It's like,
everything comes to a conclusion.
Cats and dogs dancing in sunshine. I'll tell you the truth. I love Friday Shorts episodes because they're so fast and so different from each other. It's a difference between ordering from the menu and the buffet day. The menu is great, but the buffet will surprise you. They put Southern Fried Chicken right next to the bowl of kiwi jello, and that suits me just fine. Nick and I hope it suits you just fine too. But if it doesn't, it's only once a month, so let the kids have some fun. That's it for this short attention episode of Your Daily Dose. We will catch you next week.